Amen. 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 Amen, sister. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What a blessing. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Nobody else?
I
want to
thank God for your service.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. I neglect to my prayer. Amen. That was just why I needed.
God bless. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord above. Amen. Thank the good Lord above. Thank Jesus. Amen. Thank God that He doesn't just leave us. I know exactly what you're saying, sister. There's times your pastor gets slack. Slack in studying, slack in prayer. I'm just like you. I'm made out of the same stuff. And I don't want to be that way. And I need God to help me just like you need God to help you. Bless His name. When He does, give us a little touch like you did Sunday. Praise His holy name. Amen. I can still feel worship here from Sunday. Bless the Lord. Thank God. He deserves every bit we can give Him. He said, I'll share my glory with no man. I don't even want to try to take any of God's glory. Amen. All the Lord has done for all of us. Amen. Without Him, we'd be dry, cold, dead, empty. Amen. Nothing. Without feeling. I mean, you talk about in a bad way, being in bad shape without the Spirit of God stirring us up again. Amen. Praise the Lord. No one else. How much God's changed. What about that? God changes His stuff. Does something for us. Puts His love in us. Amen. I mean, it's not of man what God puts in us. That's right. I know exactly what He's saying. I didn't want God. That's what the Bible said. We love God because He first. He first loved us. He gave His self. Propitiation for our sins. Not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Amen. 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 Bless Don't be ashamed. Even if you testify and you want to say something else, say it. Amen.
Amen.
Go right ahead.
The Bible speaks to you that we're overcome by the word of the testimony.
Right.
Now I'm glad tonight that I can testify that the Lord saved me. February the 16th, 1980.
Amen.
It's not been 43 years. I've been thinking about that and getting close to that. And then, you know, I was born in the world in 1953, April the 20th.
Wow.
I was born again February the 16th, 1980. And I'm proud.
Wow.
I'm super proud to be a Christian. I'm just
I feel
that spirit moving with heaven, and I love to hear the testimony.
Boy, it
blesses you to hear that. And I know that it's like a children of Egypt. Crossed over, they got the child among themselves because there wasn't no water. And God talked to Moses and told him to hit that rock with the same rod that he crossed the river with.
Yeah.
Thank God we got somebody that we can call upon. Yeah. And just like you preached Sunday night about praying and, you know, and all the praying through your house and the place where you go and pray. God is so good, but I'm thankful. You know, I may not live through February the 16th. We never know. That's one breath. We're just one breath away.
Amen.
But I'm glad that in testimony you can at least stand on heaven and say, I love God from the bottom of my heart.
Amen.
Praise Jesus to the cross. The cross was made the difference.
Amen.
Blood that spilled from that cross. Thank God for the blood tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That He's the one that gives us life and happiness. And thank God that I can say from the depths of my heart tonight, you're looking at a saved man. Amen.
Amen.
And one day I'll get to see on the other side. I'll get to be there. It may be tonight, it could be tomorrow, it may be 10 years from now, I don't know, but thank God for that promise.
Amen.
If God didn't
get
up on me anyway, Brother Jerry Lee, and I'm glad. I thank God for that. I remember a time, it might take too much time, but I remember years ago when Ben Jerry Lee was down and out. He was down on his back, and I was down on my stomach and almost dying. And we had a little prayer shack. Jerry, you remember that over here across the border when we first lived that. And the pastor would come up with all the men from the church would meet in that little plastic shack in the winter time we met once a week. I remember laying there, I was sick to die, but I said, I'm going to crawl. If I have to crawl, I'm going to make it there because I'm going to get them men to lay hands on me and pray for me. But I think because we got to the point that I couldn't hardly go.
Yes.
And we got there and we started. Brother Jerry said his back was out and he needed to get the touch on him. And then men gathered around us and I remember when they laid their hand on my stomach. I remember the pain left. It just immediately left. It was a miracle, amen. And I forget that a lot of times when I get low in the valley, but I don't forget it when the Lord reminds me of it. And He does remind us of things that He's done for us.
Yeah.
He reminds us of times when we got low and cold and indifferent and didn't want to go on. But thank God there's something in being a Christian.
Amen.
I don't know. I know what it is. It's the Spirit of God. But
right.
One day, if that Spirit wants to go home as the bride of Christ to be with Him, I believe if we're born again, we're looking forward to that day when God calls us home. We may do things here and go through life. I think of myself a lot, you know, but I don't worry about myself. I think about my family that's not saved, you know, and that needs saved. I think that they're going to miss it all. I pray every night and every day for my family and my loved ones and my in-laws and all them that are not saved on the lip of the Lord, but They're going to find out one day when they give up, when they meet God. And he says, turn away. He said, I never knew you. I never knew you, but I'm glad one day he's going to say, come on in.
Yeah.
Welcome home. Welcome home. Thank God. Yeah. They're going to be a wonderful time when we get here and say, welcome home. They lay their old body out here in the graveyard or something. When that trumpet sounds, thank God, one day we're going to come out of there.
Amen.
Come out of there.
Amen.
We're going to be, if we're alive and remain, we're going to be caught up to be with them in the air.
Amen.
We've got a promise in the way, thank God.
Amen.
We're going to go home one day after a while. I thank God for that. Thank God for what I feel tonight in my soul.
Praise the
testimony. Glory to His name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pray for our angel, Lord. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God.
Amen.
Praise His holy name.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Just one step from us to the grave.
Amen. 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 That's right, brother. Amen.
One breath.
Amen. Amen. You know what's wrong with him? There ain't nothing wrong with him. His body's just wearing out. But him, he's in good shape. Amen. The real him, amen. That's right. The spiritual side.
Right.
It's a perfect thing, brother.
It is.
Thank the Lord. It's got hope. It's going up. It's living forever. It ain't dying.
No.
It ain't breaking down. Amen.
Glory.
That's right.
Amen.
Thank God. I saw somebody the other day, and I said, we're getting a little old, ain't we? He said, yeah. He said, I stiff joints and hurting everywhere. And I said, I know a little bit about that, but that's his old body. Amen. It may not be doing as good as it one time was, but the soul and the spirit and the saved, maybe it ain't breaking down.
Right.
No,
right.
No, it's not wearing out. Thank God for that. Thank God for the hope.
Amen. The little farther, the better it is.
That's right. That's exactly right. It used to be a song, the longer I serve, the sweeter it grows.
Amen.
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 Bless the Lord. Someone else. Obey the Lord tonight. Amen. This is good.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
This is good.
Obey the Lord to save me and
save
me. Sunday. You know, I like walking our struggle my prayer life too. And then we pray and God's like, why? What's the use? And I said, we was praying and God said, open your eyes. And I looked, I was hugging Elena. You know, she's watching me. You see, you got footsteps behind you. They want to tell mom and dad to pray. And you know, it's about Chance and Papa. He told me, Charlie, he said, there's somebody watching mine in your life, mine, for me. You know, our life and everything. He said, some Bible, all the Bible they're ever read, you know, maybe our life, just watching
that. Right.
And what we do, I mean, at work, we're out in public, they're watching us. And how we, you know, what we do for the Lord, and then just help me pray, and help me, or to save my kids, and, or to help me a chance to know what we need to do.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Thank God.
God is good.
Amen. 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 They've got the best chance in the world. Brother Michael. Sister Chance. All of us got people. Raising them up right here in the house of the Lord. We're giving them the best chance they've got to be in there.
Right.
Teach them. teacher, this is what's most important. This is not just part of their life. This is their life. This is to be their life. The Lord Himself. Amen. We don't come here, you know, three times a week and forget about it the rest of the time.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
This ain't like football practice, baseball. Amen. This is the most eternal, real thing that they'll ever be around. And they have the best chance right here to be saved by God's amazing grace. Make much out of it. Make much out of it. Praise the Lord. Someone else.
I remember that night Danny's talking about a little first ass over there.
Yeah.
With some snow over there. I had to climb up a hill to get to it. Jerry, they couldn't even bend over the night he'd see. The boots was on legs. He went hobbling up that hill. He come down off the hill. He was floating down.
Many times in the woods with me and pray. Now I had a spot on the Sweetwater Mountain. Me and this other preacher. He's in heaven now. We'd meet and pray. And we'd get off this old logging road. Go down around through there, you know, away from everything. Get down in there and big curve in this old logging road. Nobody's been there long, 50, 60 years, I guess. That old boy. We got out there praying many a time. It's one thing when you got somebody there with you. And one day I got up there and he wasn't there. And I thought, we had a set time, set day with me. I thought, well, something like that. I thought, well, I'm going to go on and pray. I walked out the road myself, got in that big curve right where we prayed. Saw my rock where I'd been bent on. I had me a rock that I just kind of laid my shoulder, my elbows on, down on my knees. I went and started praying.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, these branches started falling out of trees. And squirrels jumped. I seen just every little thing the devil said, wildcats on your back. Fixing to get bit by a bear. Everything he could tell me, being out there by myself.
Yeah.
And I thought, Lord, with my eyes closed and me a praying, I might get eat up eventually. So I prayed the rest of the time with my eyes open. I said, Lord, you can surely hear me with my eyes open as good as my eyes closed. But I'm saying the devil, he's trying to hinder you.
Yeah.
He's trying to hinder you. But you just go on. Try to do the best you can. Amen. And I deemed it wasn't safe to be up there by myself. So if I wasn't going to have a prayer partner, that's biblical. The Lord said go in twos. I felt like I needed a prayer partner if I was going to be out there in the middle of nowhere by myself. I didn't want to wind up a casualty. That's the Lord. I remember them times. It does something for you.
It does.
It does. The Lord, the Holy Spirit, He does something for you. Amen. 2 Timothy, chapter 1. I'm not going to be very long. I thank God for the testimony.
Katie.
Amen. And Second Timothy chapter 1. I've had this on my mind all day. Already said a little something about it. This was Paul's introduction to Timothy here in 2 Timothy. Paul, the older apostle, coming down to the end of his days, writing to young Timothy. And if you read some of this, it's hard not to think that maybe Timothy could have been discouraged or even maybe a little worried about Paul leaving. And Paul begins in 2 Timothy chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God.
Amen.
According to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus. Listen, it's important that you and I realize who we are in Christ.
Amen.
That will help us to walk our spiritual walk the way we should. It gives you that sense of identity that this is who I am now. And this is what, this is my new life.
Amen.
In Christ.
Amen.
There's things that I don't do that I used to do. And so it's important that we realize our identity. You're not the same person you used to be. You're not. You're a new creature in Christ.
Amen.
You're one of the saints of God.
Yes.
You're the light of the world.
Amen.
You are the salt of the earth.
Amen.
You are that tablet written and known of all men. They read your life and see the Word of God. See the message of the Gospel of Christ. It's important to realize. I mean, I can imagine. I was in the sixth grade. I was on the top four-man relay team. We were the fastest in the school. And I knew I was on that team. And I knew out of that team, they wasn't none of them no faster than me. I was fast. I mean, we had the best team. And I thought about this. Those Olympians. I mean, some that they are up there and they know that they are part of that team. That the whole world, listen, that identity. And there's a certain amount of pride about being that. Listen, there are things that they do. Why? Because they know I am a world-class athlete. I'm a professional runner. I am a part of something great. I know that's a carnal illustration, but I'm trying to get you to see it's important for you as a saint of God, not to just feel like you're just the defeated old sinner that you one time was. Because if you feel that way, you can act that way. And you may just cave to everything that comes along. And God don't want us caving to the things of the world and the sins and the dives of the flesh. No. God wants us to realize our identity. You are more than you used to be. I'm not talking about being better than other people, but listen, we are different than other people.
Amen.
We are. And that's something to be, listen, I'm not talking about the pride that God hates. But that is something to be proud. Brother Speed, many a times, I asked him, how to do it? He says, I'm just proud to be here. And he's not talking about that pride, you know, that God hates. He's talking about that joy.
Yes, sir.
and gladness of just being a part or being involved or having that label. Proud to be here. Proud to be in the house of God. Proud to be one of the saints of God. To be saved. Blood washed on my way to heaven. Amen. A new creature. Different. And know that I am. That I'm not the same anymore.
Amen.
It had to be God do something for me.
Amen.
And I know, listen, we have a God that speaks to us, walks with us, and talks with us. What a blessing. Build that relationship. Know who you are in Christ. If you're a child of God, God will talk to you. He will. He'll talk to you. He'll comfort you.
Amen.
That's right. God's not just up in heaven just to test me and you in our walk of faith all the days of our life. Our Heavenly Father wants to hold our hand. Amen. He wants us to be gathered under His wings.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Under the shadow of His wings.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord wants us. He wants to walk with us. He wants to whisper sweet peace to us.
Yes.
Jesus said, "My peace give I unto thee. Not as the world giveth. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." He wanted us to have His joy.
Amen.
That my joy might be fulfilled in you. God, listen, He wants you to experience that. He said to Timothy, "My dearly beloved son, my dearly beloved son."
Amen.
What about, listen, that love that Paul had. No doubt the conversion of young Timothy, a spiritual son. He said, "You're my dearly beloved son." That relationship that he always had with Timothy. He said, "Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord." Just in case, Timothy, you don't know, or you've forgotten, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. Both of them send grace to you. Both of them send mercy to you, Timothy. Both of them send peace to you. God the Father and the Son wants you to know they send grace, mercy, and peace to you.
Amen.
What a blessing. Send it through the hand and the salutation of Paul. Now look, he said, "I thank God whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience." Now listen, he goes all the way back to the days even before he was saved. He tried to be a good Pharisee. Keep the law, keep the sacrifices, worship God. Amen. He was a good Israelite. Up until Christ died, Paul, he was on the right side of God. Amen. But when Christ died and became the sacrifice, now Paul is on the outside. Because Christ fulfilled it all in him.
Amen.
Paul was struggling with that. But he got saved. Thank God he got saved.
Amen.
And he said, "I serve God with pure conscience and without ceasing. I have remembrance of thee in my prayers day and night." Would be good if you and I served God with a pure conscience and without ceasing.
Amen.
Now I know he's talking about without ceasing. "I have remembrance of thee in my prayers day and night, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy." Your presence brings me joy. Boy, that's saints that love one another.
Amen.
Your presence brings me joy.
Yes. Amen.
It shouldn't be a dread for people to be around God's people if they say they're saved. I'm trying to get down to what I wanted to get to, what I've been thinking about. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee. See, when you read the scripture, saints of God, and you see things like that, get your Webster dictionary out if you need to. Find out what that unfeigned means.
Hey.
It's a good thing and say, God, I want to have that unfeigned faith.
Hey.
That unwavering faith. Amen. I want to have that. Oh yeah, that sincere faith. That's what it means, sincere. Which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois, and thy mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore, here it is, I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee, by the putting on of my hands.
Amen.
He had the gift of salvation, the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Paul prayed on him, laid hands upon Timothy, and no doubt he was filled with the Holy Spirit. So the gift that he had, this gift of salvation and this gift of the Holy Spirit living, residing inside Timothy, Paul said, I want you to stir up the gift of God which is in thee. Just stir it up. Boy, God helped us to stir it up Sunday, didn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, to stir it in us. I mean, he maybe sparked that fire a little bit hotter than it had been in a while. Listen, you need to continue on with that. Don't let that just die out. Don't let it just die down.
Right.
I mean, do some pay attention to it. If God does something in the service, in your heart, you work with that and you do something about it. And you talk to the Lord about it and say, Lord, I don't want to go back to where I was. I like the way I'm feeling right now. I love the peace that I'm experiencing right now. And the joy of service. God, I like that right now. I really appreciate what you've done in my heart. I don't want to lose that and go back to just being sort of cold. Saved but cold. Stir it up. You say, preacher, what do I do? Well, Lord, God spoke to us about prayer, didn't he? That's the one thing, listen, God wants us to talk to him. He wants us to talk to him. So talk to him. Talk to him as a father, because he is your father. Talk to him as a father. Lord, I need your help. I want to keep walking in this direction. And listen, you get in his word. Get in his word. Make sure you're getting in his word, meditating upon his word. That's not saying that you can't think about your husband or think about your wife or think about your children. You can't. God wants you to. That's wonderful. Think about his word some too.
Amen.
Have that time that the word of God, you're thinking about what God said. It feeds us. And we need to feed that and fan that.
Amen.
That God stirred up. Amen?
Right.
I know that you understand surely what I'm talking about.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, what God does in us.
Yeah.
Amen. If maybe you didn't get what you felt like maybe somebody else got with the Lord, then talk to the Lord about it. Lord, I want to be where they are. I used to do that when I was a young Christian. I wanted to be like some of them others. You say, well, Give me an example, preacher. Well, there were some people that could raise their hand unashamed. And boy, that was hard for me to do that.
Amen.
There was a time in my life that was hard. But you know what? The more I started doing it, the easier it became. There were those that could say amen. Amen. You didn't have to scream it to the top of the lungs, but they were amen, preacher. They supported the preacher. I didn't do that. I can remember the first time, boy, my heart was a beating out of my chest. I wanted to do it. I wanted to be like some of the rest of them. I'm not talking about mocking. I'm talking about really trying to learn how to be a saint of God to help in the Word, in the worship house. Well, I can remember the first time I said, amen, Papa. And almost, you know, didn't, you know, I thought, well, maybe I should have said brother because he's spiritually my brother, but but hey, it felt good to just say, amen, Papa. My granddaddy was a preaching his heart out. And I got to where it didn't bother me to do this. And say, amen.
Yeah,
that's right. Then there were those that stand up. Boy, I wanted to do that. I didn't, it's not that I wanted to be saved. I saw people worshiping God in a way that I hadn't. And I wanted to. Well, I can remember the first time as a bunch of several stood up and I thought, here's my chance right now. I'm just one in the crowd. But now, nobody else stands and God says stand. Listen to me, sometimes you ought to just stand.
Right.
You say, preacher, what does that mean? Well, I really don't know. But sometimes God says, son, stand in your feet. I guess maybe I'm just wherever it's in him.
Amen.
Amen. But it helps me. I know it helps me. Amen. It helps me. I can remember the first time I saw some young preachers break a run. I had never seen anything like that. Boy, there's running, there's a shout. He was excited in the spirit. Because, I mean, the truth was being preached. They was praising the Lord. Listen, it wasn't just a bunch of wildfire. These people were excited about what God was doing.
Amen.
About what Jesus was doing. Somebody get older and get saved, they take off running. Them people would, them young preachers, they'd run, hollering glory.
Amen.
I thought, God, all I say is amen. I want to say glory. I was young. I was a lamb trying to follow sheep. I wasn't raised around it. Had never seen it. But God was a teaching me. I can remember, I'm talking about stirring up the gift that's within me. I can remember going down to the old Meadow Branch Baptist Church. It was an old primitive Baptist. But they had a pastor down there. He was in the Primitive Baptist Association. He was as independent missionary as I was. I'm telling you, he had such a God on him, but all the way. I love that man. He had already been preaching about 12, 15 years, I guess, when I was just getting started. He just seemed like Brother Jerry Lee. He knew how to be sensitive to the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
I mean, he'd get up there and God go to helping him preach. It seemed like a wind was blowing around. I've seen him just do things and say things. I mean, you just knew. You just knew God was a leading. And I'd watch it. I'd watch it. I was a young preacher, and I watched him. And he had a brother that preached, and I'd watch him. They'd get to worship in God, life, and in the Holy Ghost, get joy. I mean, just a bubbling up in them. And I'd watch them.
Amen.
I was trying the spirits. I was wanting to learn.
Right.
I was wanting to worship God. And I wanted what was real. I wanted to be a part of what God was doing. And the God's people that really wanted to praise the Lord. I knew it was right to praise the Lord.
Amen.
I wanted to figure out what all that meant to praise the Lord. I've watched them preach. And other preachers, I'd watch them. Boy, God had sat down in them meetings. Some of them I'd take off right out the back door. I'd come back in just to holler, whoa, praising the Lord. Or they'd be up in the choir singing. And God get the deal in my heart, and I'd have to preach. I'd get up and I'd start preaching up and down the aisle. I mean, God just ringing my bell. Years later, I'm talking, I've probably been preaching about 20 years. So this has been about 10 years ago, or maybe 12. I ran into Brother Arnold, and I said, "Brother, I'm going to tell you something. When I was young, just getting started out, I said, you remember all the meetings we had down there at the old church?" I said, "I used to watch you." I said, "I was watching you intently. You and your brother and this other preacher and this other." I said, "I was watching, trying to." And I said, "I learned a lot about the Spirit of God and the Holy Ghost moving back then." And he looked at me. He said, "We was watching you."
Hey.
I didn't know that he was watching me. I was there to learn. But he tells me all them years later, they were watching me. It sort of helps you to think that maybe you was just trying to obey the Lord and you was an inspiration to somebody. God in heaven knows what an inspiration he was to me. What many men, even women, have been a great inspiration to me. Why? They just stirred up the gift that was within them.
Amen.
They just let God move in and then take over. They all hear about when grandma and great-grandma, they heard stories as they were growing up. I didn't know anything about stuff like that. I was raised out of here. But some of them that were inspiration to me would talk about how grandma would get happy and she'd go to shouting till all her hairpins come out. Back in them old churches, in them hollers, some of them places where they had an old wood stove up front just burning red hot. Saints of God moving and shouting, running, praising God, then bump all over top of that stove. And nobody'd ever get burnt.
Right.
You hear stuff like that. Boy, it stirs something inside of it. You know the power of God is real. You say, "I don't know about that preacher," something like that. There's three Hebrew boys walking. Thrown. They was thrown into a fiery furnace. Amen. Where the Lord was. And when they came back out, they didn't have a burn. They didn't even have a singe of hair. They didn't even have the smell of smoke.
Amen.
You ever been around a real big wood fire or a coal fire or whatever, anything that for years they've used to burn? You just get close and you smell like it. God didn't even let them smell like it.
Amen.
yeah, I believe it can happen.
Amen.
Yeah. People expected God to do something. Come expecting.
Amen.
Come praying.
Amen.
Go praying. Come praying. What
yes.
did you say?
Yes.
Go praying. Come praying. Looking for God. Stir up the gift that's within you. How? Pray. Praise the Lord. Get in that book. Read. Meditate. Amen. Let the love of God just come out of you everywhere you go. Let your light shine. Just be who God saved you to be.
Amen.
The Lord is certainly past our way. Touch from the Master.
Amen.
Many of you, you've seen it even stronger than that, much stronger, haven't you?
Amen.
Attitude. The Lord, He wants to work among the people. Yes, He does. Realize, listen, that there's a part of us, I'm going to say this and I'm done. There's a part of us that must be stirred, and yet at the same time, we have to realize that we are nothing apart from Christ, and it's His Spirit that does it all. He has to get all the glory. Us.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I'm done. I'm done for this Wednesday evening. I could just talk on. I could just talk on about instances, things that meant something to me, that stirred me. There's nothing stirred me any greater. Somebody else that was stirred. I love being around people that were stirred up. Boy, it helped me, encouraged me. God can. And we had that attitude. God can. God can what, preacher? Yep. Whatever it is. Somebody needs saved. Home needs help. Man needs a job. Person needs strength. Need a touch from the Lord. Whatever it is. No. Saints of God. Going to their Father. He can.
Amen.
All to stand.